baseball time again. This Yankee game is brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who for the 27th consecutive year has been Major League Baseball's longest continuous radio and television sponsor. And by P. Ballantyne & Sons, brewers of today's great Valentine beer, the beer golden mellow from the golden harvest. Well, a look at the field tells us it won't be long before the cry of play ball, so I hope you're all set to enjoy this ball game with a one beer golden mellow from the golden harvest. Today's Valentine. Enjoy the crisp, clean, naturally more refreshing taste of golden mellow Valentine beer. This broadcast is brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and the P. Ballantyne & Sons of Newark, New Jersey, in cooperation with Sports Network and by authority of the Yankees. It's intended solely for the private enjoyment of you, our listening audience, and any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited.
We'll play Ralph Perry. And before we get to the batting order, two things. One, Whitey Ford will not be able to pitch today. The muscle injury he sustained in his last outing when he pitched no-hit ball for seven innings. And had to depart. That was against the Angels on the 22nd of May. It was a day-to-day proposition. Whitey was expected to pitch, but he will not, due to that shoulder strain suffered in that game. And Bob Turley will work the second game of the doubleheader. Paul Poinciak figures to work for the Detroit Tigers. And the other is feeling that we all have for Al Kaline, who, in making a spectacular play that ended yesterday's game, suffered a fractured shoulder blade right near the socket, put it up on top, as I talked to the Tiger trainer, just to give you a general idea, not the technical report. And so Al may be out anywhere from 6 weeks to eight. And now the Yankees are taking the field. The Tigers will line up with Wood second, Bruton center, Maxwell right, Cash first, Colavito in left, McAuliffe third, Fernandez short, Brown catching, Larry pitching. The Yankees, Richardson second, Tresh short, Pepitone first, Maris center, Blanchard right, Burrow left, Howard catching, Boyer third, Perry pitching, and now our national anthem. Tigers, Larry and Brown, and for New York, Terry and Howard. And the best battery of them all, baseball and Valentine beer. For those of you didn't get yesterday's scores, Washington defeated Cleveland last night 8-6, so that the Yanks and Indians are still deadlocked for first. Minnesota beat Chicago 4-1 to move within a game of first place. Kansas City 8, Los Angeles 7, Boston 12, Baltimore 6. And the Tigers beat the Yankees 2-1. In the National League, San Francisco beat the Mets 7-6 in 10 innings. Enjoying a game and a half lead over Los Angeles. Winners over Philadelphia 6-3. Cincinnati beat Chicago 11-6 last night. St. Louis 4. Milwaukee 3 last night. The Cardinals are third, 4.5 out. And Houston shut out Pittsburgh last night 2-0. Today, Roberts against DeLock, Baltimore at Boston, Cleveland to Washington, Perry against Daniels. And in the National League, we have nothing to report thus far. So we're all set for the start of the first game of the doubleheader at Yankee Stadium with Jake Wood, whose triple yesterday drove in one run and set up the second, which he scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Bruton, which was sufficient to enable the Tigers to take the Yankees 2-1 for the second straight day by a one-run score. Cherry's pitch is swung on, bounced foul down the third baseline. Strike one. Farrah in left, Maris in center, Blanchard in right. Boyer back at third after having been out of action for a while as a result of being hit by a pitch on the left wrist, May 23rd. Ralph Perry's delivery is low and outside. Jake Wood had a bunting notion. Counts 1-1. Ralph Perry has a record of 5-4. One ball, one strike. And the pitch to the right-hand batter is in there. Strike two. Johnny Rice of Chicago is back of the plate. Joe Paparella of Ironton, Pennsylvania is umpiring at first base. Next pitch is swung on and popped high and foul near the stands. Howard is under it and has it. There's one away. Billy Bruton. Pitch to Bruton is fouled to the left of the plate. Strike one. Pitch is swung on and foul off the plate. Strike two, nothing in two. Bruton batting 294. Wants the plate umpire, looks the ball over. From Daytona Beach, Florida, umpiring at second. Here's the pitch, and flown inside. He's originally from Nebraska. And Hank Soar, up Rhode Island way, is umpiring at third. He's born in Alton, Rhode Island, lives in Pawtucket. The 1-2 pitch, change up outside, ball two, 2-2. Charlie Maxwell is on deck. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Carry to the windup, and the pitch swung on and fouled to the right of the plate. Slow curve over toward the Yankee dugout. Manager Ralph Howard feeling the ball as it came right across the top step. A 2-2 count. George Myatt coaching at third base. Phil Cavaretta at first. The 2-2 delivery, and Bruton swings and misses. Strike three. Fastball struck him out. With two away, up comes Charlie Maxwell. who has not been in many games this year. He's appeared in 9. He's had 1 for 7. And used, of course, Lawrence as a pinch hitter. But as you fans who follow the game very closely know, Charlie Maxwell has had many of his best days against the Yankees. And here at Yankee Stadium, too. The pitch swung on. There's the drive. It's deep to right field. Blanchard has got a bead on it right at the barrier and has it. Charlie Maxwell almost got his, remember the usual Sunday homer, Charlie Maxwell, one or more. First pitch, and Blanchard had to back up to the barrier for it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of the first half of the first inning, Detroit nothing, and New York coming to bat.
Enjoy today's Valentine beer and taste how golden mellow good a beer can be.
Golden Harvest.
Golden mellow good from the Golden Harvest.
Golden Harvest.
Refreshing and mellow from the Golden Harvest.
Golden Harvest. Golden mellow. Valentine beer.
Barley, specially grown. Hops mellow 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the Golden Harvest for Golden Mellow Valentine beer. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
So have a cold and golden Valentine. From Valentine's Golden Harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden Mellow. Valentine beer.
Half the first inning at Yankee Stadium, Frank Larry doing the pitching, making his 6th start of the season only. Last year, Frank, was quite active, having a real good year. He was in 36 games, won 23, lost 9. Four of his wins came over the Yankees, against whom he has a lifetime record of 28-10. Bobby Richardson up. The Tiger right-hander's pitch is swung on and hit up into the air into right field. And Charlie Maxwell makes the catch and is one away. Frank Larry was out of action from April 26th until May 15th because of a sore shoulder. He worked on May 20th against the Indians. Only went 2 innings. He beat the Yankees April 13th. 5-3, he went 7 innings. Tom Trash at bat. Larry's pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in 1. Larry's next delivery. Curve is low, ball 1. 1-1. One strike. And the next pitch. It's outside. Ball 2-1. Joe Pepitone to follow. Now the 2-1 pitch. Curve is swung on. Little dribbler hit by the mound coming in fast as Wood up with it. Close to first in time on our great play. Jake Wood taking a base hit away from Tom Trash, making a very difficult play. The ball was just a trickler by the mound. Wood came in from deep second and on the dead run, leaning over, scooped the ball up and flipped across the letters to the bag and just got Trash by a step as Norm Cash stretched to receive the throw to make the difference. Now here's Joe Pepitone. Hitting 278. Two away. Pitch to the left-hand batter. Swung on line to right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell throws on in to Jake Wood. Pepitone lines a single to right. And up comes Roger Maris. Hitting 273. first inning. Two away. Larry's pitch over the outside corner, strike one. Colavito in left, Bruton in center, Maxwell in right. McCullough third, Fernandez short, Wood second, Cash first, and Brown back to the plate. Joe Pepitone, who just singled, has had 8 hits in his last 19 times at bat. Pepitone leading away from first. The pitch to Maris, swung on and hit foul beyond third, out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. It's the last half of the first inning. Frank Larry ready. Throws over to first instead. Pepitone's back. Tigers are not playing the overshift on Maris. Larry sits, delivers, and the pitch is outside as a fastball. Up to now, Larry has not done too much firing for the strike. It may be because of the arm ailment, which has hampered him earlier in the season. He showed him the fastball there, but made it bad. And the pitch swung on as a tap to short, taken by Fernandez. Sips on second for the fourth out of Pepitone. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. And at the end of the first inning, Detroit nothing. And New York nothing. From Baltimore at Boston, Roberts against DeLodge. Cleveland at Washington, Perry against Daniels. We still have no score. That's all we have to report at the moment. I want to remind you about the big date coming up at Yankee Stadium, their 16th annual Old Timers Day, Saturday afternoon, July the 28th. Reuniting the two Major League All-Star teams of 25 years ago, circa 1937. In addition to honoring the four new members of the Hall of Fame, Bob Feller, Jackie Robinson, Bill McKechnie, and Eddie Rouse. 25 years ago this summer at Old Griffith Stadium in Washington, the American League All-Stars defeated the cream of the National League 8-3 in the fifth Midsummer Dream Game. Lefty Gomez the winner, Dizzy Dean the loser. And the National League was managed by Bill Terry and the American League by Joe McCarthy, both of whom have been invited to repeat those assignments on this quarter century observation of that All-Star game. So we hope that you'll be on hand that day. The White Sox will be here for the regular game Saturday, July the 28th. Norm Cash leads off in the second inning for Detroit. Ralph Carey's pitch swung on, popped up toward third. Boyer backing up, but it is Trash who has the beat on it, and he makes the catch. Trash caught it in behind Boyer. Fleet was shading in a little, just in case Cash leading off had some sort of bunting notion. Rocky Colavito batting 221. Cash was hitting 228. The pitch to Rocky is a little high, perhaps a little inside. Ball one. Dick McAuliffe on deck. Rocky got off to a rocky start, but over the last 9 games or so, he's begun to hit like the clouding Colavito we know. Now the pitch. Swung on. There's a high fly to deep left. Yogi moving under it. Waiting, and he makes the catch. Two down. Up comes Dick McAuliffe, a native of Hartford, a resident of Unionville, Connecticut, whose home run drove in 3 runs in the first inning Friday night. Tigers edge the Yankees 5-4. The left-hand batter, stockily built, holds the bat high and off the left shoulder. Chokes on the bat just a little. The pitch is a curveball in, strike one. Nothing in one. No score. We're in the first half of the second. Boyer in close, wide of third. The next pitch is a changeup. It hits foul beyond third. McAuliffe will hit to the opposite field. He saw that change of pace and he tried to hit it into the left field area. Now the two strikes, as all batters will do, go with the pitch. Here it is, fastball swung on and hit high in the air to left center. Maris and Berra, and Yogi says, I'll take it, and he does. And so the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on at the end of an inning and a half. Detroit nothing and New York nothing. But now let's talk about something. Gold and mellow good Ballantine. Wherever people have a thirst, wherever the best is ready to pour or ready to go, you'll find Ballantine beer getting the nod. Last night we had the privilege of addressing the New Jersey State Junior Chamber of Commerce in convention assembled down at Asbury Park. And we were delighted to observe all the bright new labels. And the Golden Harvest is why every drop of today's great Ballantine beer is brewed from selected grains of choice barley, specially grown and gathered from costlier premium hops that are vine ripened and mellowed 2 weeks longer. 2 weeks longer than the hops that go in any other beer. Only Ballantine brews in this Golden Harvest, and that's why only Ballantine tastes so mellow good, crisp, clean, naturally more refreshing. This month of May is National Tavern Month, so I hope you'll drop in to your friendly tavern and ask the man for Ballantine. Have a good visit. Blanchard leads off in the last of the second for New York. The pitch is swung on line into right field for a base hit. Charlie Mackerel whips the throw back into Jake Wood. John Blanchard hits the first pitch to right. And here's Yogi Berra. 185, Blanchard 235, Elston Howard on deck. Tigers nothing, Yankees nothing. It's the second inning. Frank Larry gets the sign from Dick Brown, takes the stretch, and the pitch to Berra in there for a strike. Yogi telegraphed the take, swung around just a bunch. And they knew he wasn't about to be funny. Nothing to one to count on, Yogi. Larry again to his stretch. And the pitch. Swung on, foul to the left of the plate, out of play. Nothing in two. And those of you who've been following these games of the Tigers closely may be conscious of the fact it seems to be a definite pitching pattern. Naturally, a pitcher's got to have his stuff on any given day, but they've been staying right ahead of the hitters, putting it in there. Here's the two-strike pitch. Yogi swings, bounces to Cash, steps on first, throws to second. Fernandez, the tag of Blanchard, double play. And in many instances, not wasting pitches. So Berra bounces into the double play. Cash taking the hopper, stepping on first, throwing down to Fernandez to put the tag on Blanchard for the double play. With two away, here now is Elston Howard, hitting 248. No score, it's the last of the second. Larry into the windup, and the pitch is outside, ball one. And the next pitch. Curveball in there. Strike one. One and one. Frank has always said, I've had lots of occasions to talk with him. He just has confidence against the Yankees. Here's the pitch. Swung on line. Off the glove. Jake Wood have made a diving effort at the ball, but he didn't quite come up with it. If he had, you'd have heard this crowd roaring. He dove for the ball. Gets up, brushing the dirt off the front of his uniform. I didn't think he'd ever get that close to it. And a line drive through the middle, and he dove and got a glove on him. Couldn't hold it. The base hit for Howard. And here's Cleet Boyer coming up, batting 311. Tigers and Yankees scoreless. It's the second inning. Frank Larry's pitch, curve, low outside. One ball, no strikes. The Tiger right-hander delivers. Fastball outside, ball two. Now, Frank has always had the good skills. And it was a source of wonderment to many people why Frank wasn't close to a 20-game winner almost every year. But when it come to pitching against New York, he had that little extra desire. 2-0 pitch swung on to high fly ball into right center. Charlie Maxwell moves over under it and makes the catch and decides to retire. No runs, two hits. No errors and one left on. At the end of two innings, no score, the Yankees having the game's three hits. Of course, last year, Frank proved the point. He won 23 games and has been a 20-game winner before that. In 1956, he was a 21-game winner. And he had years of winning 16 and 17 and 15. Overall, Frank Larry going into this year had won 117 games and lost 93. And this year, he's 1-2. On the Ballantyne scoreboard, Baltimore nothing, Boston batting in the first inning. Roberts against the lock. Cleveland knocked out Benny Daniels in the first inning and scored two runs. Ed Hobaugh coming in to relieve Daniels. Jim Perry pitching for Cleveland. Minnesota, Chicago, scheduled for a doubleheader. But the activity is delayed because of rain. Los Angeles, Kansas City, scheduled for two. In the National League, New York at San Francisco, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, scheduled for doubleheaders. Pittsburgh at Houston, Chicago, Cincinnati, single game. Milwaukee at St. Louis, about to begin, single game. Shaw and Gibson. We move to the third inning of the first game at Yankee Stadium. Chico Fernandez up. He swings the first pitch at the third. Two hops. Boyer flips it on to Pepitone. One away. Fernandez bouncing out to third. Now Dick Brown. Hitting 252. Fernandez is hitting 259. Pitch fastball, a little high, perhaps a little outside. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch, fastball is inside, around the knees, ball two. Detroit and New York scoreless. It's the first half of the third inning. First game of the doubleheader. And Tigers, winning two in a row, have moved to within three games of first place. They've begun to roll. The 2-0 pitch swung on, lined in the left, and it's going to be in there for a hit. Barrett takes it on the hop. Brown turns first and holds up with a long single to left. They first hit off Ralph Perry. Now here's Frank Larry, who's had 2 for 8. And on occasion has won his own ball game against New York. I think it was last year, hit one into the stands here to win a tight duel. Jake Wood on deck. So with one out, Dick Brown on first. No score. Poirier shortened up at third. Ralph Carey gets the sign from Ellie Howard. Into the stretch. And the pitch. It's low, ball one. There was no indication of any bunt by Larry. Now he turns and looks at George Myers coaching at third to see if Bob Sheffing has ordered any change in assignment. One ball, no strikes. Ralph Carey delivers. The pitch is a curve high and inside, ball two. And again, Larry is ready to swing. Two balls, no strikes. Now, Ralph Carey hollers something to Poirier. Two balls, no strikes, one out. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike, two and one. A low fastball, low in the strike zone. Baltimore-Boston scoreless at the end of the first inning. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back behind the plate over towards Jake Wood in the on-deck circle. He makes a one-handed catch. Two balls, two strikes. Dick Brown on first. One out, third inning, no score. Ralph Carey delivers and Frank Larry swings and lines it into center for a base hit. Taken on the first hop by Maris. Brown stops at second. Maris throws in to Tom Stretch. So Frank Larry got his pitch and lines a single to center. And now the Tigers have something brewing with Jake Wood coming up. Billy Bruton to follow. With one out, they get their first two hits off Ralph Carey. Right-hand batter, swung on, hit by third to left field for a base hit. Dick Brown rounds third, and he heads on in to score. Larry stops at second. 1-0, Detroit. Three straight base hits off Ralph Carey. Jake Wood. Rams won by Cleet Poirier, scoring Dick Brown. Wood's 14th run batted in. And here's Billy Bruton, struck out in the first inning. Charlie Maxwell to follow, and the Yankee bullpen gets the call. Larry leading away from second, Wood from first. One out, and the pitch in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. Tex Clevinger starts to warm up for New York. Pitch to Bruton. Swung on. Bounce foul. Down to Phil Cavaretta. First base coach. Strike two. Nothing in two. Nothing in favor of the Tigers. It's the first of the third. Dick Brown having scored. Frank Larry's on second. Jake Wood on first. The left hand hitting Bill Bruton up. Now the pitch. Fastball. It's in there. Called strike three. Got the inside corner of the fastball. Here's Charlie Maxwell, who sent a Blanchard to the right field bullpen gate for his fly in the first inning. Norm Cash on deck. Two on, two out, one in. Charlie Maxwell digs in, left-hand batter, and the pitch. Curve outside, ball one. Charlie's a fastball hitter, basically. But you can't hang a curve on anybody. It's a great invitation. Ralph ready, and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Throw down to second. Frank Larry gets back. 1-1 the count on Charlie Maxwell. Shouted him with a fastball. He took a real good cut. While Maxwell has played as a pull hitter, he can ride that a curveball or the pitch away from the opposite field, but he's trying right now with two mates on, two outs to pull. And the pitch. Swung on, hit to the box. He hit right off the end of the bat. Terry throws to Pepitone. Maxwell is retired, and so are the Tigers. One run, three hits, no errors, and two left on. Threw him a fastball. It sailed away from him. Hit it right off the end of the bat. You can hear the bat crack. At the end of 2.5 innings, Detroit 1, New York nothing.
So golden mellows good. Today's Valentine beer. Have you tried it? So golden mellows good.
Golden mellows, Valentine beer.
Barley, specially grown. Hop, mellowed 2 weeks longer on the vine. That's the golden harvest for golden mellow Valentine beer. Next time, better make it Valentine. America's finest since 1840.
So have a cold and golden Valentine. From Valentine's golden harvest time. Refreshing and mellow every time. Golden mellow. Valentine beer.
We pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, 1460 on your dial, the Capital District station with the sound reputation. 27.5 minutes before 3.
In the last half of the third inning, Detroit leading New York 1-0. Ralph Terry leads off. Bobby Richardson on deck and Tom Tresh to follow. Terry's at 3-for-27. Frank Larry. Into the windup, around comes the right arm, and the pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, foul back, strike one. Outfield about straight away. Now the one-strike pitch. It's bunted, but right out in front of the plate. Brown up with it. Throws on to first, and Terry is out. One away. Ralph Terry is seeking to bunt his way on. Never got the ball past the dirt part of the infield before the grass, you know, the little cutout area around home plate. So he was an easy play. Now, Bobby Richardson flying to right in the first inning. Tigers 1, Yankees nothing. It's the last of the third. Frank Larry to the windup, and the pitch in there for a strike. Nothing and one. The one strike pitch. Curve is lined to short. Fernandez takes it for the second out. Two away. And now here's Tom Tresh, who grounded the second in the first inning. One to nothing in favor of Detroit. Two away in the third, and the pitch to Tresh. Starts him off with a curveball for a strike. He's slow curving them a lot. And the next pitch on the way. Fastball outside. 1-1. Actually, Larry hasn't had to work too hard as yet. The 1-1 pitch. Curve going inside. Ball 2-1. Detroit leading 1-0. Last of the third. Now the 2-1 pitch. It sails high outside. Ball 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. With the windup, in comes the pitch to Trash. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Full count. Made him swing at a bad pitch. He'll do that a lot. He'll get you so set up and figure he'll take a chance. He's got that kind of control. The ball looks good coming up. And when you swing, it's a bad ball. So with the count 3-2 and two outs, Larry's delivery is high outside. Ball 4. And Trash draws the walk. Yankees now in this series. Joe Pepitone swings and lines it into center for a base hit. Stopping at second is Trash. The throw comes in to Fernandez. And there are runners on first and second. Two outs. And Merritt's up. Short in the first inning. There are two outs, 1-0, Detroit. The pitch, outside, ball 1. Started to say a moment ago, the Yankees have had 3 walks in the series. Mossy gave up 1 Friday night, Aguirre 1 yesterday, and Larry 1 today. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 away. Frank Larry into the stretch, and the pitch. Curveball over. Strike 1. 1-1. A 1-1 count. Trash moves off second. Pepitone off first, 2 away, 1-0 Detroit, third inning. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to back of third, out of play. A 1-2 count. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on. 1-0 Detroit, it's the third inning. Getting the sign from Dick Brown. Into the stretch. Now the pitch. Outside, ball 2-2. Fastball, high and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 on. 1-0 Detroit, third inning. Larry to the stretch, the pitch, and Maris swings and grounds it foul. He curved him in tight. Hit him on the handle that time. Moving that ball around well. second. Joe Pepitone on first. Two out. A 2-2 count. Maris asks for time. Nye moves back in. And at this point, Frank Larry...